about four minutes, 33 seconds, a silent piece. How is possible to write a piece without sounds? It sounds very strange. So how was the...
I had, for several years before writing it, I had the idea to do it, but I didn't think people would take it seriously. But I was serious. I meant that there are always sounds to hear, and that if we stop making our own, we will have an opportunity to hear them. I live on Sixth Avenue in New York at 18th Street. It's more or less the spine of Manhattan. The traffic is constant and the sounds are marvelous. I never have a dull moment. When I don't have a piano, I have some percussion instruments which people have given me and which I haven't given away, but I don't have many. And I now write music without playing it or without trying it out at home. I hear it for the first time in performance. I don't actually hear music before I write it. I write it in order to hear it. I think it's that way because I didn't study solfège. The result is that the music doesn't sound conventional because I didn't study the conventions of how to write something hearing it before I have heard it. Hear it on paper instead of in reality.
The question is about the idea of nature for the composer. In which sense nature may be a form of inspiring.
I think I think of a sound not as a part of people or humanity, but I think of sound as a part of nature. In terms of Buddhism, there are all of creation are beings, each one of which is at the center. And these beings are either sentient, as we are, we have senses, or they are non-sentient, as sounds are. So I think of the sounds, whether they are part of silence or whether they're part of music. I think of each sound as being at the center of the universe, worthy of being listened to.
The question is about the relationship between nature and technology, in which sense technology is not against the nature.
We have, of course, the technologies that we have, but there are other technologies yet to come. This year, I heard in Stanford University in California, when I was there, I heard of nanotechnology. Nano means very small. This is molecular technology. With very small robots which do the work, and they are computerized. And the material which they use for their work is the pollution which we have so richly put in the air and in the water. So that after and with the pollution, the computerized robots can make all the things that we need, even houses, tables, chairs, etc., whatever we wish, can be computerized. And after 20 years of nanotechnology, the air will have been depolluted so that it will resemble the air of, say, 200 years ago.